with SRN News, I'm John Scott.
Thank you very much. We love you. Thank you very much. We'll see you soon. We'll see you on the trail.
Donald Trump wins the New Hampshire GOP primary Tuesday, but Nikki Haley vowing to fight on.
Even though Haley didn't deliver an upset victory in New Hampshire, she's not ending her run for the White House. She told supporters last night that this race is far from over and that she's the last one standing next to Donald Trump. The former president is unhappy about Haley's refusal to quit. He wrote on social media that she is delusional.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, stunned storm victims assess the damage from a week of wild weather across the U.S. Jennifer King has more in this report.
California's governor declared a state of emergency for Ventura and San Diego counties after rainfall broke January records.
Can you get over here at all?
Flash flooding submerged freeways and led to hundreds of water rescues. Jay Lancaster was on hand at San Diego's Salvation Army Croc Center and helped save a stranded man in a truck.
Chest high, held the rope down, Sammy swam out.
Meanwhile, the water utility in Memphis, Tennessee, where a deep freeze broke water pipes citywide, has lifted a boil water advisory. The state reports that 19 counties are having problems with their water systems. Christina Ray lives in Mason, Tennessee.
We had to go to the truck stop to take a shower.
The town's fire department says there's no timetable for restoration. I'm Jennifer King.
Two U.S. flagships carrying cargo for the Defense and State Departments have come under attack off Yemen. The U.S. Navy intercepted some of the incoming fire. Suspicion immediately fell on Yemen's Houthi rebels for carrying out that assault. The Dow hit 110 points and the Nasdaq is up 144. This is SRN News. Another group of Catholic leaders reject gay marriage blessings. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
This time it's the Bishops' Conference of the Netherlands, which has released a carefully worded statement saying that while it is perfectly appropriate to pray for a homosexual, they will not be offering blessings to same-sex civil unions, as Pope Francis ordered them to do in December. Virtually all the Catholic bishops of Africa have also rebelled against the pontiff's order, as have a number of bishops in Eastern Europe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A war crimes report reveals that airstrikes by the military government in Myanmar have damaged several churches in the Buddhist-dominated country's sole Christian-majority state. The 10 reported attacks on churches in the western state of Chin, examined by the researchers, are part of a broad assault on religious communities across that war-torn nation. This is SRN News. In consumer news, nearly 1.9 million Ford Explorer SUVs are on the automaker's recall list.
They're being recalled because a piece of trim can fly off, posing a potential hazard to other drivers. The recall affects Explorers from the 2011 through 19 model years. Federal regulators opened an investigation of the problem last year following consumer complaints. Dealers will inspect the trim pieces to make sure they're secure while adding some extra adhesive. Owners will be notified starting March 13th. Rich Thomason reporting.
The LA Times will lay off 94 newsroom employees, according to the head of the Journalists Union, who said that the number, while substantial, is less than feared. The announcement comes after the L.A. Times Guild walked off the job last Friday to protest the imminent layoffs. Union President Matt Pierce calls it a dark day. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.